Hi, everybody. This is Heike from Horse World Connect, and today we're going to be speaking to Beth Parrish about her business called Inspired Riding. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Heike. Nice to be here.
Yes, good to have you. We had some technical difficulties, and I'm glad we all worked it out. So tell us a little bit about your background with horses and then also how Inspired Riding came to be.
Well, sure. I started taking riding lessons when I was 8 years old, and I was the typical horse crazy girl. And I did continual lessons on Long Island in New York all the way from age 8 through college. And then when I graduated, I decided to explore teaching. And I actually got a degree in international studies and was considering working for the UN. And I thought, well, why don't I just take a summer off? And oh, look, they're looking for riding instructors at a summer camp up in Maine. So it was just on a whim, I did it. And then the next thing you know, I went from teaching beginners the first few weeks. By the end of the summer, I was helping out jumping students and I was hooked. And I knew this was my calling, I need to be teaching. So I went ahead and actually got a job in New York City at the Chelsea Piers Equestrian Center. And there were about 10 other instructors. And if you can imagine, it was like a Grand Central Station in an arena. So we had this huge indoor arena right there on the Chelsea Piers. There were like 40 horses and like 10 lessons going on at once. So I was teaching a lot of the beginners, so we couldn't really do lunge lessons with that much traffic. So I was in great shape running with the kids, teaching them how to post the trot and everything. So I had a blast with that. Then I got too cold. So I moved to California, went ahead and established a riding school there after being someone's assistant. And I was in California about 8 or 9 years, where I met my husband from Texas. And we ended up moving to Texas. And that's actually the place where I started to think about creating a really solid foundation of how I'd like to teach. So that's where Inspired Riding showed up. I decided I wanted to encourage all of my students to tap into their intuition. So I thought Inspired Riding is pretty much what I've been doing as a child without even realizing, where I'm just basically streaming in ideas of what I should be doing with the horse in the moment. So I decided I should just go ahead and, you know, use my gifts and teach people how to do that too.
Excellent. Wow, really interesting. So do you still live in California?
No, actually, we moved from California. We moved to Texas, and we were there 8 or 9 years. And then we just recently moved to the Atlanta, Georgia area because my husband's in the film industry, and it's like the new Hollywood out here. So we just decided to come out this way and finally got our own home. We've got a little over 4 acres, and now we have 3 horses. So I'm super grateful.
Yay. Congratulations to and welcome to the East Coast.
Thank you so much.
So tell us a little bit more about Inspired Riding and the type of horse people that you teach right now or that you want to teach, that you want to get in touch with.
I would love to get in touch with any rider, whether they're beginners or advanced, that are looking for a new way of working with their horses in their riding lessons. Typically, you have a riding lesson, the instructor might not have time to get into deeper concepts, and I'm all about teaching self-awareness as a human so you can be your best self before you even approach the horse. So I teach online courses where you actually learn how to be more present, be clear, be balanced, be more patient, all within yourself, and then you can translate that to your riding.
So this is really different. So it's not just the average riding lesson that you think about. You go out there and you ride around on a horse for, you know, 30 to 45 minutes. This is actually a real, like a coaching, deep level instruction. So you get the online coaching and you get the hand coaching, so to speak. Is that correct?
Yes, so I've been teaching in person for many years, and I will do some private coaching here with my horses, but this is mainly to reach people all over the world who need more support and might not get that from their regular riding lessons. So okay. I could actually enhance their riding, and then they can surprise their instructor with some new insights.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So then do you also allow people to send videos of their challenges, their most pressing problem to you, so that you assess it by yourself or with that person?
Absolutely. I do have the video sent in to me, and I will watch the video, and then I will go ahead and email them plenty of insights and exercises to work on, and then they can email me back and we can have a discussion to help further along their challenges and create more solutions for them.
I love that. I love that. So when you came to this realization that you want to do this intuitive coaching, writing instruction, did you, and you created Inspired Writing, did you have a big vision that will impact the horse industry or horse people or horses in general? Was there a bigger vision besides just, I want to teach people to be more comfortable around horses and riding?
Yes, my big vision is to encourage people to understand how powerful they are. I really truly believe that horses want to send us the message that we are magnificent. And so many people will fall into a pattern where self-doubting, they're listening to other people, they're worried, they're just not allowing themselves to understand that they have all the answers within if they get quiet enough. And then their horses can connect with them as well. The amazing thing about kind of reaching the horse world right now is everyone's starting to wake up. And now I'm like, here are the tools. I can give them to you and you can really play with them and become your own superhero for your horse.
So are there specific challenges that you see in a lot of the people that connect with you?
Yes, there's always doubt as to what they should be doing and if they're making right decisions. So that's where I really love to encourage them to tune into their intuition and allow themselves to feel where they need to be in the moment and then trust that. So it's really about trusting yourself. So many people have such self-doubt. And then they are also, in the horse industry, you're taught to just listen to your trainer and not question it. And I really want people to start thinking, if anything makes them uncomfortable, they should go, hey, time out, we need to discuss. Let's take a step back. Because it could prevent so many injuries, and then it could also encourage you to listen to your horse more and get more connected. And that's something I really am adamant about, because I've had many times a voice that said, hey, something's about to happen. And if I ignored it, bam, there was an accident. So I want to try to prevent injuries too.
Right, absolutely. And I think this is going to be very valuable for older people too, right? People.
Yeah. All ages, absolutely.
As you get older, the ground's so much further away and so much harder, right? And
yeah.
So you have those doubts, and so you might have this vision of, oh, I want to ride a horse again. But then as you get closer to that day when you actually have to swing your leg over the horse, or you might even be in a traditional lesson and it just doesn't feel right, that would be the perfect opportunity to reach out to you and get that additional almost like counseling, right?
That to, yeah, I would call it support and encouragement.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. So if you think about three wishes that you have for the horse world, this is my favorite question in all of the interviews. If you had three wishes for the horse world, what would they be?
Slow down, get quiet, and listen to your horse.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Love that. So for the person listening to this interview, for the person watching, what are some words of wisdom that you have besides those three that you just mentioned? That's huge, right? Slow down.
Yeah, I mean, just let yourself invest in yourself, because so many times we're spending all this money on our horses and how to make them better and on the lessons and how to make the horse move better and which clothes should they be wearing? Which pad should we be using? But if you just stop for a moment and go, hey, maybe if I just concentrate on developing my intuition, all of those decisions will be easier. So if I invest in myself more, become the best self possible, then you learn to become an inspired rider, and then your horse can relax and trust you more.
I love that. I love that. So I'm just putting myself into the shoes of a timid rider, right? Somebody who's not timid in the beginning, and they were really courageous to pick up riding, you know, because horses can be scary, right?
Totally.
So they've done some traditional lessons, and now they've become fearful or timid, and maybe they're even timid about reaching out to you. So what's the easiest and gentlest way to reach out to you so that that person doesn't look like a fool to themselves, or, you know, what's a gentle way to reach out to you?
Oh, just please send me an email. Say, hey, this is where I'm at. I love chatting with people. I love helping them. I feel like I want to hug the horse world all the time. It's just like, it's okay. We got you. You know, I mean, I've been there. I had to work through my own fears. Even had a friend who's a hypnotist help me design an MP3 to help encourage more confidence as a rider. And that's available on my website as well. But basically, there is nothing wrong with taking your time and going as slow as possible. I remember I had a student who was terrified of her horse, and we would do maybe 5 or 6 lessons in a row where we'd stand at the mounting block. She would get on. 30 seconds later, she would get off. Maybe the next lesson, she'd get on for 45 seconds and then get off. And you just have to go as slow as you need to go. And that's really okay. And you just have to accept where you are in the moment and don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. So that's where I want to make sure that people feel powerful enough to, you know, go that slowly and be okay with that.
Yep, that's beautiful, because it's not just about riding, right? It's about being with the horse and creating that connection and overcoming fears. They can sense that. And so just standing on the mounting block until you can get on the horse. And even if you don't that day, right, it's okay. Being with the horse and moving closer to that eventual goal that you might have. That's so beautiful. I love that. So I know we're a little bit limited with the time, but tell us a little bit more about all of the different services that you have on your website, because you also have some free stuff on there, I believe.
Absolutely. Well, I called my appetizer. You can start with the free mini course, and it's principally 5 big tips on what to do before you even get on your horse. And it creates more of a heart-to-heart connection, because you will establish a powerful bond just by slowing down and using these 5 tips before you ride. And then your horse is going to look at you like, oh, you really are paying attention to me. This is cool. And then once you get that, I have what I call the baby carrot courses. So it's principally Inspired Riding 101. So it gives you like a taste of my big course. It'll give you a good sense of how to get present and connected to your heart center. And then the next baby course is called Release Stress 101. Who doesn't need that? I mean, I have a lot of fun tips for that. And the more you can release stress, of course, the more your horse can release stress. And it's just a simple matter of going, and you do that before you ride. Hopefully your horse will mimic it, and then they'll know you're tuning in more. So those are the 3 little ones. And then my big discovery course is a 21-lesson multimedia course that is also connected to a private Facebook group. So everyone who jumps in can get support from other members as well as me. I'm on Facebook all the time. So people can send in questions and feedback, and we can always chat and encourage each other. So I would love to create a huge community where people are enjoying becoming inspired riders.
That is beautiful. I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I hope that a lot of people watch this and that a lot of people are encouraged to feel brave enough to reach out to you, right? And to realize that it's okay to slow down, want to ride along the beach, you know, cantering into the sunset. It's just about being present in the moment, even if it's just grooming your horse or just standing next to the horse. So yes. I love that. I love that. I love that. Is there anything else that you want to add that we didn't talk about to the person who's listening? Anything else that comes to mind?
Just remember to honor your feelings. I think a lot of times there's that old adage, like, leave your feelings at the barn and just, you know, trudge on, soldier on. But I think the horse will appreciate if you even just whisper to them out loud, hey, this is how I'm feeling today. And then they can just know. That way your entire being will become more clear on the outside, and it'll match what you're feeling inside. And so that'll take away the static, and your horse will know really where you are.
Perfect. I love that. Thank you so much, Beth. Thank you for this interview.
Thank you.
I wish you the best of luck with Inspired Riding. I think everybody should know about it, and let's see if we can get the word out about it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Aika.